C. That's right. You know what that theme song means. That's right. It's another episode of Bookhound, taped here in front of a live audience at Reno Town Mall now, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center, and a show all about authors heard on our flagship station, 99.1 FM Talk. That's Fox News Radio. Let's go to the host of the show right now, Jan Hermsen.
Well, thank you, Eddie. You know, so much of what an author experiences is frustration of how to get people to read their books. There's so much competition in the marketplace, it's hard for readers to know what author to read from day to day. And that's why I love being able to talk to new authors each week. And this particular author, I actually knew about your book ahead of time and had not read it. So I was very, very pleased when I had the opportunity to do that and to now have an opportunity to chat with you. Welcome, Matt Bayen.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great.
Good. Why don't you personalize our show a little bit? Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, you talked about how authors sometimes have difficulty getting their books into the marketplace.
True.
I had a really good hook. I died and was brought back to life 72 times, which is a world record. So after that happened, in terms of writing a book, that's kind of a good opener.
That's a pretty amazing opener, and that was one of the things that really impressed me about your book, as far as that people can't say that about themselves, and why are you still here?
Well, partly luck and partly running into the right doctors. I had a heart attack, and I was only 45 years old. I was healthy. I exercised. I ate a low-fat diet. I thought I was pretty much the poster boy for
doing all the right things.
Yeah, for being a healthy guy. And I suddenly had a heart attack that was massive. My heart stopped. And only because of Dr. Randy Rao, who I think was a crazy man, in the ER, he kept bringing me back. He brought me back 72 times.
Didn't you, in part of that book, didn't you express that you actually heard them?
I heard the intern that was working with him say, he's dead.
Right.
And I was, you know, silently thinking, no, I'm not. I'm right here.
were you able to talk to them at that point?
No, I was totally out.
Okay.
But I could hear what was going on. Fortunately, it was 4 a.m., so there weren't other people to take away the attention of the people in the ER, because I was the only guy in there.
Lucky you.
Yeah, and afterwards I said, why did you go so many times? How many times do you normally, you know, bring someone back?
Revive somebody, yeah.
He said, 10 or 12. I said, so why did you go further from me? And he said, because you were too young, and I was able to restart your heart, and as long as I could do that, I was going to keep doing it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I'm here because of a very long chain of events.
Yes,
that
exactly.
We're lucky.
Yeah, and I noticed that on your biography, you said in your own words that you're an author with a simple message, that you can reverse heart disease and you can prevent heart attacks. So talk a little bit about that.
Okay, let's get into the controversy. For the past 50 years, the medical profession has maintained a basic paradigm that is, if you have heart disease, it will get worse. And eventually, your arteries will close down and you will have a heart attack.
Right.
And the idea is that we can slow that process, but we can't stop it. Well, I'm here to say that that's wrong. You can stop it. In fact, you can reverse it without surgery. And I'm proof of that fact.
And how long, if you don't mind me asking, how long, you said you were 45 when you had the heart attack, and how long has it been since that heart attack?
Well, it's funny. They gave me an expiration date of 10 to 15 years, and I'm in my 16th year. So.
Wow, that's amazing. And you certainly don't look, I know we're on radio, we can't see you, but I can, and you don't look that old.
That's one of the problems. People think that old fat guys are the ones that get heart attacks.
Right.
And it's not true. A lot of young people get heart attacks. I was a good case. I was very healthy, supposedly, up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is, and in my case, we actually did reverse my heart disease. I had blockages. They're gone. I've had angiograms done 5 times now, the last one about 3 years ago. My arteries are clean as a whistle.
So if my husband's cardiologist were chatting with you, he probably wouldn't like what you're doing or what you recommend. Is that correct? From what you're saying, it's controversial. So,
unfortunately, a lot of cardiologists, you know, they were trained 20, 30 years ago, and they're still kind of operating under the old paradigm. I've had arguments with cardiologists. In fact, on a national radio show one time, we went at it hammer and tongs. And at the end, the only thing the doctor could could refute. He said, well, you're not a doctor.
Right, I was just going to say, you're not medical, right?
Right. And my response was, well, doctor, if you make a mistake in diagnosing a patient or treating a patient, what do you lose if the patient dies? Do you lose revenue? Mm-hmm. No, you've probably got a waiting list. So you may not even know the guy died. You think he just moved away. What do I have to risk? If I make a mistake, I'm dead. So I better get it right.
Right. Very true. So we've been told for decades that a low-fat diet is very healthy. What are you saying that for a third of the population, a low-fat diet is the worst thing possible?
Yeah. The concept of high cholesterol and fatty diet is actually a myth. Now, I know a lot of people just said, oh, my God, he's lost his mind.
Yeah.
the reality is, right after the Second World War, this concept of cholesterol, no one was really thinking about that. And it was a study done by a doctor named Ansel Keys. He did a study called the Seven Country Study, in which he documented that high levels of fat in the diet equaled high levels of cholesterol equaled heart disease. The problem is, and everybody ran with that.
Sure.
You know, now we have drug companies producing cholesterol right. drugs, and it's become the mantra. The fact is, he cherry-picked his data. He actually did 21 countries.
And how do you know that? How are you, you know, and we don't know that.
I've looked at the data.
Okay.
Keys actually looked at 21 countries. He didn't like the results of 14 of them, so he cherry-picked the seven that proved his theory. And here we now have the paradigm that high fat equals heart disease.
Right.
I think the best refuting of that, which, you know, forget whether I'm a doctor or not, anybody who's in the medical field knows or has heard of the Framingham study. The Framingham study started after the Second World War. I think they enrolled 15 to 20,000 people.
No, that's quite a few.
It's the largest, longest-running medical study in the world.
Right, because aren't most medical studies a very small sampling
right.
of people, you know, 50, 60, something like that?
Right. In this study, they had tens of thousands of people. Their children and their grandchildren also enrolled in the study. So we now have data going back 60 years. It is the best source of medical data in the world. And here's what the Framingham study shows. 80% of people with heart disease, that's 4 out of 5, do not have high cholesterol.
That's
say it again.
Contrary.
4 out of 5 people in the Framingham study who have heart disease do not have high cholesterol.
So how did it come about that we all believe that we have to lower our cholesterol?
Well, partly it's because drug companies make money by selling cholesterol drugs. Doctors, unfortunately, after they get out of medical school, their primary source of information usually is from drug representatives coming into their office. And they leave research behind that supports their product. And that, unfortunately, is the way a lot of doctors get their information. They don't have time to do research. They don't have time to
well,
go study
true.
Things.
That's true. And I know even when I've been in the doctor's office, I often see that prescription guy sitting out there. I guess he probably isn't called a prescription guy, but that's
He's
what
called
I call
a drug
him.
Rep.
Yeah. That's worse. So we kind of got away. At the beginning of the show, we like to have you personalize things, and you did. But I know for a fact that you're also involved in the community quite a lot. Tell us a little bit about, you're the president of the Writers of the Purple Sage, is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that.
Somebody threw a lasso over my head and said, how'd you like to do this? Actually, there are two large writing groups in northern Nevada. One of them is Writers of the Purple Sage, and it's designed to help people who are writers, help them to refine their work, find ways to get it published, get covers done, you know, just
right.
all sorts of things that relate to publishing, whether they're self-publishing or whether they're going for an
and
agent.
And your role as the president is to?
Just to basically organize it, and I do some of the presentations. Really, the members all contribute. We bring in guests who talk about various issues in publishing, editing, and
so it's a great place for those writers that are also our listeners.
Yes,
that can go in the Reno area at least, and probably you maybe offer some stuff online as well.
There's a website, and I would just say Google it because it's easier. Writers of the Purple Sage Publishing Consortium.
Wow, that's big.
I know, it's a big mouthful. But look, just look up Writers of the Purple Sage and you'll find the website, and it's got all their data.
You know, Matt Bayon, I've got to jump in right now here on Bookhound that is hosted by none other than Jan Hermsen of LaRue Press, and got to thank you. Number one, it's the best I've ever felt about the double bacon cheeseburger I'm going to have for lunch today. And number two, you know,
we're going to get him a copy of your book.
That's right. I need a copy of the book, because the other reality is I see where you are busting those paradigms. Kind of the way that Dr. Atkins came in with his controversial diet, where, you know, he had people get away from carbohydrates, and a lot of people said, no, if you do that, you're going to wind up with all kinds of diseases and stuff, and he proved them wrong.
May I point out that Dr. Atkins died of a heart attack?
Yeah, there you go.
So, actually, we did not talk about the one issue of why is it dangerous to go on a low-fat diet. The problem is, most people get what's called a lipid panel,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see your total cholesterol, right. HDL, good cholesterol, LDL, right. bad cholesterol. The problem is that's not sufficient information, because LDL is actually composed of a number of different particles. Some of them are harmless, some of them are very dangerous, and it depends on the ratio. So it's kind of like if you went to a friend's house and he says, oh, don't go in my swimming pool because I got some fish in there, and it's dark and it's night. And wouldn't it be nice to know whether the fish are piranhas or goldfish?
Amen.
And that's the issue with cholesterol. There are advanced cholesterol tests. There's one that's done right here in Reno. It's called the VAP test. It gives doctors more detailed information, because there are certain, it's called small particle LDL. It's the most dangerous. And if you have a lot of that, you could have a low cholesterol score, a low LDL number, and your doctor says, oh, that looks fine. You're in great shape. And in fact, you walk out the door and have a heart attack, because the small particles are very high.
You know, Jan, I've got to jump in right here. I'm going to suggest to everybody listening on 99.1 FM Talk, as well as the audience here at Reno Town Mall, that they get a hold of Matt Bayon. They get a hold of a copy of this book, because, you know, besides just really interesting reading, I mean, yes. he's got everybody on the edge of their seats here. Besides interesting reading, maybe his book could save a life.
That's very true. So, Matt, why don't you tell us how we get a hold of your book?
Okay. And just as an aside, I've had people send me emails from all over the world saying, you saved my life. And that's a shocker. It really is.
Yes.
It blows
your
mind.
That would be.
My book is Eat Fat, Be Healthy. The subtitle is When a Low-Fat Diet Can Kill You. It's available online. Go to Amazon. It just came out in Kindle this past year. And there's a hardcover, a softcover version also on Amazon.
Great. So they just search either your name or the book.
Or go to my website, eatfatbehealthy.com.
Great.
This has been Matt Bayon, the first guest on Bookhound with Jan Hermsen, brought to you by LaRue Press. We will be right back.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall, located at 4001 South Virginia. The Reno Town Mall is just steps away from the Reno Sparks Convention Center and is home to a variety of merchants, including a full-service grocery store, the all-new Food Source. Other tenants at the Reno Town Mall include the Washoe County Library, Burlington Coat Factory, Hong Kong Nails, Judy's Dance Shop, Millica's Hair Design, and the Murphy's Law Irish Pub and Sports Bar.
This unique urban mall will fit in perfectly with your busy lifestyle. Stop at the Aroma Club for your morning coffee, or perhaps a quick business lunch at Round Table Pizza. The Reno Town Mall is also home to the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority, as well as a full-service Wells Fargo branch. Stop by the Reno Town Mall today for the best Reno has to offer.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall.
Unlock your property's full potential with award-winning landscape services by Century Landscapes. Century Landscapes provides landscaping services for private homes, homeowner associations, and has been recognized time and time again for their extraordinary work by the Nevada Landscape Association. To learn more about Century Landscapes' five-star residential maintenance program, or to request a no-obligation quote for any of your residential, industrial, or commercial landscaping needs, call them at 358-5222 or go to CenturyLandscapes.com. Like us on Facebook for landscaping tips, tricks, and special deals. Remember, landscaping takes knowledge and experience. Extraordinary landscaping takes vision and passion. Call Century Landscapes today at 358-5222 or join us online at CenturyLandscapes.com. Step up to extraordinary with Century Landscapes, CenturyLandscapes.com.
Hey, want a good deal at some of your favorite local businesses? Want to get a group coupon discount without group coupon prices? Look no further than Lola's List, your number one source for local deals here in Northern Nevada. Look for Lola's List at many local merchants or download your own copy at ask4lolascoupons.com.
Lola's List has great deals from local merchants like $5 off at the Wet Hen Cafe, 2-for-1 admission at the Roller Kingdom, a mani-pedi at Vonda Nails for only $35, or buy one, get one free at Sunstation Tanning. For advertising opportunities, call Herbert at 775-247-4633. Once again, download your own copy of Lola's List discount coupons at www.ask4lolascoupons.com. Ask4lolascoupons.com.
We are back now with the final segment of Bookhound, one of those shows that has just absolutely surprised everyone at Fox News Radio and our flagship 99.1 FM Talk, because the entire intent of the show was to highlight authors nationwide and especially here in the great state of Nevada. I'm just amazed at the meltdown of people wanting to get involved with this show. As a matter of fact, we do want to give a big shout out now to a dear friend of Nevada Matters Media and Bookhound, that's Janie Johnson, the author of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand, An American Philosophy, because she was scheduled to be Jan Hermson's very special guest this next segment, and her son broke his wrist in phys ed this morning, so she's at the doctor's office.
Yeah, I know. What a shame.
So a big shout out to Janie, and we hope your son starts feeling a lot better and certainly heals fast. Everybody, we do want to recommend they go grab a copy of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand, An American Philosophy by Janie Johnson, because it truly is a prescription for our corrupt, rigid, flawed, and squeezed political system. Now, let's get to Jan Hermson, the host of Bookhound. Jan, one of the things that keeps coming up with emails and questions from the audience, because a lot of people don't know that we do tape Bookhound so that the authors get to meet people in person here at Reno Town Mall, and a lot of people have no clue that that's how you and I actually met, because you were doing a book signing here. Now, you do that periodically at Reno Town Mall.
We do. Every year we have what we call the Book Blast, and the Book Blast is an event, and we hope that it's a great event and has drawn a number of people, where the authors do their signings. We have artwork. We have different vendors that come and display what they do. And we do that every year. We'll be going on our third annual Book Blast this year. We're hoping to do it in November. The rest of the year, we also use the Reno Town Mall to sign other authors and to have people come and see what they do. With the Washoe County Library being right here, we have an automatic audience that will always come and honor our authors and chat with them, because those are people that are readers.
And you know, Jan, one of the things I'm excited about is the fact that Nevada Matters Media, Bookhound, the talk show, as well as LaRue Press are all joining forces for future book signings of the authors who actually come and are part of Bookhound, heard on Fox News Radio. Now, one of the questions that keeps coming up over and over again, so I'm sorry to put you to the test again, but LaRue Press actually offers three kind of distinct ways that an author can get involved with LaRue Press. Could you explain them one at a time?
Sure, I'd love to. And I love talking about what we do, because we really do love books, which is how we began LaRue Press to begin with. We started as Publishing from the Heart, and we're kind of forced to change our name and ended up calling it LaRue in honor of my mom and dad.
Wonderful.
My dad's name was Leonard. My mom is Ruby.
Oh.
And so that's how LaRue came about. As a printer, my dad was also blind. And that's always an interesting story for everybody to find out that he actually had to retire because he was partially blind and ended up going into printing. So how about that?
A blind printer,
and he was very good. He actually made my very first business cards when I was in business and made it on a little press that we have in our shop right now.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and I know you wanted me to talk about the things.
No. Listen, let me tell you what. That is so interesting. You know, that's another perfect example of anybody can do anything they set their mind
to. It's true, and this has been a vision of ours since actually 1992. So it's taken us a while to bring this to fruition, but we're really pleased to be able to offer the three different services. The first is if you want to just self-publish yourself, you want to do your books on your own, you want to maintain all the rights, we have the ability to print those books for you. We give you a bid individually. We're not a templated company, but we'll help you get through the process and understand what you need to do. And in addition, go through promotion as well. Secondly, we have an imprint. In other words, what we do is you can use our name, that is with approval, but then you still maintain all your rights and we print the book and again help you with your promotion. And then finally, we have a traditional means of publishing, which is just like any other publisher that doesn't charge you to publish your book, but that requires that you query us, that you find out if we can, you know, we'll invest in you. And so that's basically the way we go.
You know, and I just love that because it does give the future authors the opportunity to select what's best for them.
It's true.
You know, and I know so many people who are now, because of Bookhound, quite frankly, and the popularity of this brand new talk show, that are getting a hold of LaRue Press and choosing one of those particular options. Now's a perfect time, if you don't mind, before we close out the segment, let's give LaRue Press information so that people can get a hold of Jan Hermsen.
Sure. You can call us if you'd like to at 775-849-3814 or reach us on the web, www.lrpnv.com.
And you know, another question that actually came from an author who has already published, but because of Bookhound and the job you're doing to help people, he said, you know, my second book, I'm going to use LaRue Press. That's normally not a problem, is it? Don't authors
not
have
at
the,
all.
They have the right to choose the next publisher.
Yes, they do. If they're under contract, they just need to look at their contract and see what is available to them for their successive publications. They can bring the book to us, and we're happy to help them out with that.
And you know, Jan, a lot of people don't know this, but also one of the things that was so intriguing not too long ago, you had an entire show dedicated to authors about their future book. In other words, we got to hear about a book that's an idea that's about to go
right
into press so that people could actually get involved and go ahead and place an order ahead of time and save money.
That's right. We highly recommend to authors that if they have books that they haven't yet printed, that they get out there and start marketing, because the marketing should start when you start writing, not once it's printed. It's a little late then, though it's okay to do that, but best to get that marketing done now, because you want to draw that audience, you want to, and you can get pre-orders. And when you get those pre-orders, then, you know, that's going to help finance that book for you.
And you know, Jen, the other thing that I'm excited about is what looks like is going to be a connection between you and Next TV Entertainment with Randy Becker in the Beverly Hills area, because they have that competition for writers that comes up periodically, and he's allowed Nevada Matters Media to get involved with him directly. And of course, all we are is a conduit to LaRue Press, so that the real authors who have the talent that only the Jan Hermsens in the world can decide will be able to get a hold of you, and they'll be able to make that decision which way they should go.
Right. We're very excited about that relationship. We're real happy that we were able to do that.
Let me ask you this. Let's say there's an author out there and he's listening to Bookhound for the very first time, and he's sitting there and he's thinking to himself, you know, I've been working on this book now for X number of months, X number of years. Is there an average time that you have noticed that it takes somebody to finally get off their duff and say, you know, I've had this idea mulling around in my head forever, and maybe it needs to be in print? And aren't people coming back to books more and more now?
I think they are, especially with the ability to self-publish. And, you know, the average time is so difficult. It sometimes takes years for people to put that book together. They'll, you know, we always say, do you have a book inside just waiting to get out? And so many people do, and they don't even realize it. Personally, if I can just do a little self-promotion, I never thought I wanted to write a book. I like to write, but I write articles, I write poetry. I was never, you know, fashioning myself as an author of a book. And basically what happened is I now have three in the works.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm juggling between all the different things that I do and in the meantime, carving out time here and there to work on all three of them.
Okay. Can we give a plug to some of the articles that we can look forward to?
Sure. I write a mortgage articles all about the mortgage crisis that's going on right now. And that you'll find at examiner.com and just search my name, Janice Hermsen. And I'm also a featured contributor on Yahoo. So either place, I write for the business and finance section there. My background is very heavily in business and finance. So, but it's helped a lot with developing LaRue and promoting it as well.
Well, you know, the other thing I'm going to ask you to do, because I personally am going to keep my eyes open. I know people in the audience, as well as people listening to us on Fox News Radio right now, are going to keep their eyes open, not just for LaRue Press and what they can do for a friend, family member, or an associate, but also for Jan Hermsen's books. What are the three you're working on right now?
Well, and that's the funny part about working titles. The first one is Mortgage Massacre. We're not sure we're going to keep that one, but that's the first one. And then My MS Journey, which we actually interviewed Dana Hall recently. She's the co-author of that book. And then the final one, I can't give you the title because it's a contender for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Really?
Yes, sir. So that one is so long that I could never say it all on air.
Oh, my word. We would have to get a longer show.
Absolutely.
Here on Fox News Radio.
But that's all about publishing, by the way.
Really?
So, yes, publishing and promotion. So that'll be a good one for everyone.
I know my sister in Indiana, of all places, is utilizing you for a book that was actually edited by her that I wrote. And I know she's using you as well. So firsthand, right. I've got to say, from a firsthand endorsement, I have never, and I've dealt with many over the years and years and years of being in this business, I've dealt with many a publisher. I've never, ever met one like LaRue Press who really cares that much about the author and his goals. I want to compliment you for that.
Thank
and
you.
I also want to compliment you for having the courage to have Bookhound, the first author show on Fox News Radio. We love that, Jan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
This has been Bookhound right here in front of a live audience, Reno Town Mall, week after week. Get involved with us. Stop by and remember, if you have a book, give LaRue Press a call.